USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It's here. The final public hearing of the House January 6th committee is set to get underway. The panel's held 10 public hearings this year, each presenting evidence that it says ties former President Trump to the invasion of the Capitol building by those trying to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election. The committee has no power to prosecute, but members say it will vote on criminal and civil referrals against allies of former President Trump and possibly against Trump himself. Brace yourself for another bomb cyclone, the coldest blast of air by far this winter. Meteorologist Frank Pereira is monitoring it all from the National Weather Service outside Washington.
That's going to track up to the northeast through the Great Lakes, bringing the potential for heavy snow and blizzard conditions across portions of the upper Midwest as we get into the Thursday-Friday time frame.
Air temperatures could be as much as 50 degrees below normal levels. Combined with wind, that could plunge the thermometer to as low as 60 below zero in parts of Montana and the High Plains. El Paso's mayor is declaring a disaster to try to respond to the huge surge of people at the border trying to enter the USA. This tied to the possible end of the U.S. policy called Title 42, which mandates that people applying for asylum be sent to Mexico until their cases are resolved. If he's to believe, Elon Musk may soon step down as head of Twitter. About 60% of those responding to a Twitter poll instigated by Musk are calling on him to leave. More than 17 million have responded to that survey. Meanwhile, new possible trouble for Musk in his role as CEO of Tesla. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren wrote Tesla's chairman, Robert Denholm, saying that Tesla's stock price could be hurt by Musk's actions, including conflicts of interest and allegedly misappropriating corporate assets. No comment from Tesla or Musk. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
It was very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Police in the Toronto suburb of Vaughan, Ontario, are still trying to sort out what happened at a condo when five people were killed and one was seriously wounded last night. Among the dead, the 73-year-old gunman shot by police. A bad day for flying for passengers on two jets in different parts of the world.
Hawaiian 35, heavy to Geneva, medical personnel at the gate.
Yes, you do, Hawaiian.
And the controller and pilot talking about the Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix to Honolulu that hit severe turbulence. 36 people were hurt, some sent flying from their seats. Now there's word of more than a dozen people hurt on an overnight United Airlines flight from Brazil to Houston. Big-time turbulence also the cause. This year was a big year when it came to worker strikes.
Research University Cornell is reporting there were 374 worker strikes started in 2022. That's a 39% increase over 2021. The pandemic fueled many of these strikes as working conditions were one of the biggest complaints. The low unemployment level and worker shortages gave workers the upper hand. And with hot inflation, workers want bigger raises than most companies normally give. I'm Lance Pry.
Actress Amber Heard says she and ex-husband Johnny Depp have settled their defamation suits. Depp was awarded millions when a jury agreed that Heard defamed him in a 2018 Washington Post article. Heard had appealed. The settlement is believed to be for only $1 million or so. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.